Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. And I want to welcome each and every one of you on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, however you Block Talk Radio, however you listen to Pray One for Another. God bless you and welcome. And at this time, I hope you are enjoying our inspirational music and our Thankful Thursday. So I'm sure there's someone out there that has something to be thankful for. And a Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. And according to the Case for the Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100, describes this prayer, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations." And that is what Thanksgiving prayer is all about, giving thanks to God for what he has provided for you. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Life is so brand new. Hear my favorite song, Jesus. the presence of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
God, everybody, you don't know what he's done for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now at this time, I will play another selection, Withholding Nothing.
Oh,
Amen. God of my salvation, deliver me from the guilt in my life. For you are God, my Savior. I give you praise and admiration because of your powerful hand and your heart to forgive me of my sins. Your righteousness has been transferred to me through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice for my sins on the cross. You have imputed his righteousness to me through your salvation. I honor you and lift you up, for you have surely delivered me from all my enemies. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever need. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. Like you.
what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. Praise be to God. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Beyond the External. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke Chapter 2, verse 7, and it says, she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, the birth of Jesus shows us that you cannot determine a person's value by his surroundings. Many babies had been born in Israel and the surrounding Roman Empire at that time. Many sons and daughters of kings, rulers, military commanders, and dignitaries were delivered that year in palaces and places of great wealth and opulence. But none of them were God in human flesh. No. When the Lord of all creation poured himself out for us, his surroundings were the lowest fit for animals. He was not laid in a gold and jeweled encrusted crib, but a rough feeding trough. Yet, here was Emmanuel, God with us, our true Savior. Caesar could not save us. The armies of Rome could not deliver us from sin. No, only the Messiah could relate to us in our very worst, most impoverished and destitute moments. Remember that. You cannot judge people or situations by how they appear externally. At times, the humblest, roughest wrappings hold the very greatest, most precious, and powerful gift. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for relating to me at my worst and for coming to be my Savior. In every person and situation, I will look past the outside appearance to what you are accomplishing within. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
God of my salvation, I come before you with my head bowed low and my heart saddened by the sins I have committed against you. They are many, and you know each one. You even know the ones that are unknown to me. I confess to you that my heart is sometimes hardened, sometimes faithless, often questioning you. I confess a lack of love, pure love, toward those who oppose me, irritate me, or don't show me kindness. I confess I have turned away from many in need, even though you have blessed me so that I might be a blessing to others. Selfishness is alive in me, and I ask for your forgiveness for that and for all my sins. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Let's all hold hands, because he is worthy.
Oh, The way I'm stepping, you can't seem to feel me. You're my spirit, speak straight from the big G. I'm spitting tongues, you're Salvador Sanya, yo. Taking out demons with a mere word flow. Satanical, say what? Cast them out in Jesus' name, dogs. Act like you know. It's a peculiar kind of thing to be a son of the king. Where I spit, believe so I can step in the path of my destiny.
Oh, yeah.
He speaks to me, your son, I'm crazy with the gift of prophecy. Called to serve the master seed. No need to ask what to do, where to be. Protect the widow from the wrath of the enemy. Healing the sick with divine things of
life. You might say I'm acting strange, but a voice inside of me. That lives in me.
That's what it takes.
It's a special.
Amen.
Praise be to God. It is now time for our reflection, Jesus, Light of the World. And the title is Devoted. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. And it says, Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Peninnah from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when they had been married only 7 years. Then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. The text for this message is coming from Luke chapter 2, verse 37. And it says, Anna never left the temple but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. Again, the title of this message is Devoted. And the writer says, Ling Matia, wrinkled face beams with loving light whenever I visit her on the busy street corner where she sells fried bananas. Aligning is a title of respect for older women in the Philippines. She always asks me how I am, giving her usual reminder, always pray, always trust God. Now 80 years old, she spends her day reading her pocket Bible as she sells her wares in the scorching Manila heat. The sight of her bald, silver hair, head, and her rough hands tenderly holding the tattered pages remind me of what devotion to Jesus means. Aline Mattia also reminds me of the prophetess Anna, an elderly widow who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when his parents brought him to the temple. Anna's devotion to God characterized her life. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer in Luke 2 and 37. The patriarch tradition of ancient Jewish society made widows vulnerable to neglect and exploitation. But Anna did not allow this marginalization to define her. Instead, she chose to let devotion to God define her and her days in her old age. God rewarded Anna's faith by letting her see the Messiah. Unlike Anna, who had to wait to see Jesus, we can readily enjoy his presence. Like Aline Mate, we may live our days with our hearts bowed and our hands lifted to praise to Jesus, in praise to Jesus, the only one who deserves our devotion. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. Question: what does the word devotion mean to you? And who or what is the object of your devotion? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear God, let each day of my life and everything I do be defined by devotion to you. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is day 8 of our reflections of Jesus, light of the world. And at this time, I will play another selection.
You thought I was worth it. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth saving.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil.
God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And at this time, before I bring the message for this evening, I will play one or two more selections. Amen. Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all. getting ready to start a business, a practice. Yeah, write a book, score a film. Somebody's going to walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's yours.
It's yours. It's yours. It's your inheritance.
Wave your hand as you know you're going to go get it.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives. Righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings, the Son of God, walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiven. Seating the heart of the spirit.
to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 12. And we are going to read verses 1 through 6. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. And this chapter deals with songs of praise for salvation. Amen. Verse 1 says, "In that day you will sing. I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy, you will drink deeply from the foundations of salvation, from the fountain of salvation." Amen. "In that wonderful day, you will sing. Thank the Lord. Praise his name. Tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy, for great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you." May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So this chapter is a hymn of praise, another graphic description of the people's joy when Jesus Christ comes to reign over the earth. Even now, we need to express our gratitude to God, thanking him, praising him, and telling others about him. From the depths of our gratitude, we must praise him, and we should share the good news with others. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Let us pray. God of my salvation, I do not take lightly the sacrifice you made for my salvation so that your righteousness could be imputed to me through Jesus Christ. Help me understand how great this salvation truly is so that I will live each day in continual gratitude, motivated to serve you all the more. Help others to come to know you as Lord and Savior. Open their hearts and minds to receive you as God of my salvation. Send into this world those who will tell of your great love and testify to the saving power of your Son, Jesus Christ. Visit people in sermons, teachings, books, and even dreams, so they also may be saved. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Christmas is a time for rejoicing, the time of the year when we are reminded over and over that our God is the great God who offers salvation to all people everywhere through faith in Jesus Christ. Isaiah 12 is a messianic psalm in which the prophet is rejoicing in the salvation that God makes available to his people. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Isaiah 12 and 3 in the RSV Bible. And it says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Drawing Water from the Wells of Salvation. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Drawing water from the wells of salvation. Praise be to God. With joy, during this Christmas season, let us join with the prophet and respond to God's grace with great joy. Let us join the psalmist who said in Psalms 100, verses 1 and 2, and 4 on the RSV. He said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Amen. When the Christ was born, his birth was announced by an angelic choir. We hear an angel proclaiming to the shepherds in Luke 2, verses 10 through 11 in the RSV, where it says, be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Jesus came to produce joy in the hearts of those who would trust and obey him. When we hear him saying in John 15 and 11 in the RSV, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. In his great high priestly prayer, we hear him speaking to the Father regarding the joy that he desired for his disciples. In John 17 and 13, and the RSV says, but now I am coming to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Praise be to God. The wells of salvation, God's wonderful provision through Jesus Christ, are described as being comparable to wells of living water in a hot, dry country where water was sacred. This metaphor is used repeatedly in the Old Testament. God provided the people with fresh water as they traveled through the desert under the leadership of Moses. Now, Jeremiah had grieved because the people of his nation had forsaken God, the fountain of living water, and had hewed out for themselves broken cisterns that could hold no water in Jeremiah 2 and 13. Jesus described the gift of the Holy Spirit in terms of a fountain of living water would be within the heart of the believer in John 7, 38 through 39. God is no cistern, and that's C-I-S-T-E-R-N. A cistern is a tank used for the collection and storage of rainwater. In some instance, it is a bottle-shaped tank hewed out of solid rock. In other instances, it is dug out of the ground. And then the walls are coated with a type of rock or cement. It is used to store water for times of drought. Amen? Cisterns are constructed by human effort. Cisterns are limited in both qualities and capacity. Cisterns are subject to leakage and destruction. God is no cistern. God's great salvation is described as a flowing stream, as an astern well. The water of life is always fresh. The water of life is always abundant in supply. The water of life is always free. The water of life is always health-giving. Amen? Praise be to God. Now, with joy, you will draw water. When it comes to the matter of salvation, each of us must draw our own water. We must recognize and respond to the resources God makes available. We must not permit ourselves to be impoverished at this point. We must not seek for our joy or security in the wrong way or in the wrong place. Love, joy, peace, and hope are to be found only as we draw water from the wells of salvation. To neglect the wells of salvation is to rob ourselves of joy, peace, and hope, as well as the privilege of being a helper to others. 1 John 1 and 9 tells us, draw water from the well of forgiveness. Draw water from the well of your new relationship with God. A poet rejoiced in her new relationship with God and composed a beautiful poem in which she sings, "My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hand. Of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. With Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. Praise be to God. Fanny Crosby responded to this great truth and wrote in Draw Me Nearer, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. God is no tyrant taskmaster. God is our loving Father. Draw water from the well of family relationships. You can rejoice in your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. You may have only one or two blood brothers or sisters, but in Jesus Christ, all believers are your brothers and sisters. We can all rejoice in the privilege of being a part of the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Draw water from the well of the indwelling Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke of the gift of the Holy Spirit as being a river of living water that wells up from within the heart of the believer. John 7, 37 through 39. The Holy Spirit has come to be our companion, our helper, our teacher, our guide, our source of spiritual energy. So let us draw water from this well of salvation. Praise be to God. Now, turn with me to John chapter 14, and let's read Mark, Matthew, Luke, John. Praise be to God. 12. That's John chapter 14. And we're going to read verses 2 and 3. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. Praise God. So draw water from the well of assurance that you have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Praise be to God. Now, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 1 through 5. 2 Corinthians. Acts. Praise be to God. 2 Corinthians. 2 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 1 through 5. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing, for we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit. And again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Praise God. So draw water from the well of the promise of the Savior's personal presence. And turn with me to Acts 28 and 20. Come here today so we could get acquainted and so I could explain to you that I am bound with this chain because I believe that the hope of Israel, the Messiah, has already come. Praise be to God. 28 and 20. So Paul wanted to preach the good news in Rome, and he eventually got there in chains through shipwreck. And after many trials, although he may have wished for an easier passage, he knew that God had blessed him greatly in allowing him to meet the believers in Rome and preach the message to both Jews and Gentiles in that great city. In all things, God worked for Paul's good in Romans 8 and 28. You can trust God to do the same for you. God may not make you comfortable or secure, but he will provide the opportunity to do his work. Praise be to God. And also, as Paul said, so chapter 12 of Isaiah 1 through 6, this is it's a hymn of praise suited to times of the Messiah. The song of praise in this chapter is suitable for the return of the outcasts of Israel from their long captivity. But it is especially suitable to the case of a sinner. When he first finds peace and joy in believing, so that to that of a believer, when his peace is renewed after correction for backsliding, and to that of the whole company of the redeemed. When they meet before the throne of God in heaven, the promise is sure, and the blessings contained in it are very rich, and the benefits enjoyed through Jesus Christ call for the most enlarged thanksgiving. By Jesus Christ, the root of Jesse, the divine anger against mankind was turned away, for he is our peace. Those to whom God is reconciled, he comforts. They are taught to triumph in God and their interest in him. I will trust him to prepare me for his salvation and preserve me to it. I will trust him with all my concerns, not doubting, but that he will make all to work for good. Faith in God is a sovereign remedy against tormenting fears. Many Christians have God for their strength, who have him not for their song. They walk in darkness, but those who have God for their strength ought to make him their song. Sing praises of God. That is, give him the glory of it and take to themselves the comfort of it. So this salvation is from the love of God the Father. It comes to us through God the Son. It is applied by the new creating power of God the Spirit. When this is seen by faith, the trembling sinner learns to hope in God and is delivered from fear. The purifying and sanctifying influences of the Holy Ghost often are denoted under the emblem of springing water. This work flows through the mediation of Christ and is conveyed to our souls by means of God's ordinance. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. We have wells of salvation open on every side and may draw from them the waters of life and consolation. In the second part of this gospel song, in verses 4 through 6, believers encourage one another to praise God and seek to draw others to join them in it. No difference of opinion about the times and seasons and other such matters ought to divide the hearts of Christians. So let it be our care that we may be placed among those to whom he will say, praise be to God. Come, ye blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. To God be the glory. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that with joy, we are to draw water from the wells of salvation. The word wells is plural. The words of our text should bring us great personal encouragement. They should assure us that Christ will be present in our every time of need. The challenge of our text is very personal in application. You must sleep on your own sleep. You must eat your own food. You must do your own rejoicing in the Lord. And all of us must draw our own water from the wells of salvation. To neglect brings poverty. To postpone is unwise. Let the Christ of Christmas come into your heart and bring you the living water of life, that you might draw water from the wells of salvation throughout all of your days. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. And again, the title of my message was Drawing Water from the Wells of Salvation. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. Don't wait. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you got to do after that, once you accept him, is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? To God be the glory. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, Amen, amen, and amen. And to God be the glory, and praise his holy name for all that was said tonight. At this time, I will close us out. I'd like to thank our caller, 917-841. God bless you, and how are you this evening? Praise God.
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Oh, praise be to God. God bless you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Amen. And Merry Christmas and a blessed and healthy and happy new year to you. And on that note, I will close us out. And you can tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Unfortunately, Pastor Kathy Dubose could not be with us this evening, so that's the reason why I had to bring the message this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. So God bless you, and have a wonderful evening. And I want to wish all of my followers on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Block Talk Radio for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. We love you and thank you. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy and prosperous new year. God bless you all. Night, everyone. Shalom.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, all the praise belongs to you, belongs to you. I can't help but want you.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.